Invest in conversations with someone. Sit down and talk to someone to grow closer with someone. Today on Growing Hope, we find the ways we can feel comfortable sitting down to have a conversation with God.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are taking the steps to uncover the heart seed that was planted in each of us at the beginning of time, so that we can grow up into all of our possibilities and that we can live out my unique place in God's purpose. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because saying snarky rainbows makes me smile. Sharing snarky rainbows allows that smile to grow. Smiles will spread and grow, and they'll scatter bits of encouragement along the way. The more opportunities you have to share and connect and smile, the better your day will be. One of my favorite things to do is to sit and share with friends. Every few weeks, my husband and I have the chance to sit down with Steve and Vicky, some friends of ours that we've known for many years. I first met Vicky my very first day of homeschooling. She was one of the first people I encountered at a homeschooling event. Her younger boys and my older boys were very close to age, so we spent a lot of time together. Steve and I share a love of words and a bit of a snarky flair. Don't get me wrong. Vicky and my husband can keep up with the snarky flair without missing a beat, and they do. So when we get together, there is a lot of laughter, a lot of snarky rainbows, and some tears, sometimes from the laughter, sometimes not. Oftentimes, within the same sentence, all of these emotions roll together. But that's what happens when you're comfortable talking to someone. You can be open and honest and raw and real. You don't need a mask because they already know the person behind the mask. That is the kind of conversation God wants to have with you. He wants to talk with you, walk with you. He wants to walk with you in the garden and just sit and talk for the sake of talking. No masks, no facade, no requests. Just come along and talk a while. David was an expert at talking with God. He spent time singing to God, seeking for God, sharing with God. David was not considered a man after God's own heart because he had reached perfection. He received that honor because he continually invested in knowing God and in conversing with God. If you want to build up a relationship with God, then you have to make the choice to be invested in conversation with Him. First, keep it simple. Say what you got to say and don't complicate it with a lot of flowery words. Second, use God's words to talk with Him. Turn the verses in the scripture into personalized prayers. Third, write a letter to God. I mean, God wrote letters to you, so respond with words of your own. Fourth, give thanks in the good times. Tell God thank you for the big things, and especially for the small things, because they build the habit of thanks. And finally, give praise through the bad times. There is always a reason to praise, no matter how bad the storms. Conversation builds relationship. So take time to have a conversation with God. Take time to sit down and just share and talk a while. When you are not in a relationship with somebody, when you just meet them, it can be awkward trying to have a conversation. You're not sure what you're supposed to say or how you're supposed to act. If it is in a formal setting, it can be even more complicated, because who speaks first? Who has the higher rank? When it comes to relationship with God, we automatically default to Him having the higher rank, and maybe we feel like it's not our place to approach. But He says that He wants a relationship with you. He has in biblical times, if you walked into the king's court without being asked and he didn't point his scepter at you, then you died. Well, here's the thing. God pointed his scepter at you before you even walked into the court. He wants to converse with you. He wants to have a conversation with you. He wants to be in relationship with you. And he is there, ready, willing, and able as soon as you make the choice and you make the turn. Right there. All you have to do is sit and talk a while about whatever it is that you want to talk about. Just have a conversation with God.
Grab a coffee, pull up a chair, and have a talk. The more you talk with God, the more you get to know God. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk more about the ways you can talk with God. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are talking about talking with God. I am Catherine Lang, lover of words and encourager of possibility living. Let's work together to launch you into your big dreams. Visit harnessyourwhy.com to learn more. You have to be willing to invest if you're going to grow up anything. And that includes relationships, and especially relationship with God. And you're called to be in relationship with God. You are called to know Him and spend time with Him. He designed you specifically from the beginning to be in relationship with Him. Have you ever thought about how God would come down and just hang out with Adam and Eve in the garden? Before the whole fruit eating incident, God would come to them to talk and to walk and to visit. God still wants to talk and walk and visit. Only now it's with you that He wants to walk and talk and visit. Meditate on this for a moment. Think about it. God is pursuing a relationship with you, so all you need to do is slow down and have a little talk with Him. So first, keep it simple. Say what you want to say and then stop talking. I had a thought the other day. Imagine if we left voice messages the way we usually pray. I mean, how weird would that be, right? Prayer is supposed to be a conversation with God, and yet we often feel the need to remind Him over and over and over that we're talking to Him. I doubt God ever turns to the angels and says, "Hey, do you have any idea who they're talking to?" And yet we pray as if we aren't sure he knows. So practice talking to God like you would talk to someone sitting next to you, because he is. And the second thing is to turn God's word back to him. Pray the word and even put your name in the verse to make it more personal. Even God says, put me in remembrance of my words. And not because he's forgotten. What he wants us to put him in remembrance because he wants us to remember. When I was trying to find my way through scripture, my dad encouraged me to take 1 Corinthians 13 and replace the word charity, love, with my name. It was a simple but powerful way for me to learn how to pray the word. Now, if I come on a verse that touches my heart, I'll look for ways to do that same thing. I'll look for ways to put my name into it. When you're building a habit of talking with God, use his words to help stimulate the conversation. The third thing is to write a letter to God. Put your words in writing. God took the time to write a letter to you, and a long one at that. So just respond to his letter with a letter of your own. When I was growing up, we didn't have access to instant messaging. So if we wanted to talk to someone that was far away, we had to either pick up a phone and call, you know, a phone that was actually attached to the wall, or we had to write letters. My friend Mandy and I usually did most of our talking in written form. We would pass notes in school, and we were usually sitting next to each other because her name and my name were in alphabetical order. Usually our letters were just nonsensical craziness that made us smile. And when the teachers confiscated the letters, it made them smile too, and they always got confiscated. When she moved to college and I moved off to another college, we continued sharing our lives in written form. She would write a letter. I would respond to her letter. She would respond to my letter, sometimes with nonsensical craziness. Through written words, we continued to stay connected and to grow our relationship. If you want to continue to invest in growing up your relationship with God, then write a letter that responds to the letter that he wrote you. The fourth thing is to give thanks in the good times. Thank God for the big things that happen, and thank God for the small things. When the tornado outbreak hit in Alabama in 2011, our house was severely damaged. We thanked God that everyone was safe. We thank God for the people that came out to help us. We thank God for the insurance company. They really stepped up. State Farm did us right. But I also practiced the habit of thanking God in the small things. I've mentioned how I worked really hard in the past to balance our finances. I'm still doing that. But there was this one week I had a limited amount of cash and several things I had to get from the grocery store. When I walked towards the door of the grocery store, on the front of the building, there were all these sales signs posted in the window. Every item I needed to purchase was one of those items. Thank you, God. I said it out loud. I said it boldly. Because I was appreciative for the blessing. The more you practice finding ways to give thanks, the more thanks will become a habit for you. And finally, give praise through the tough times. You can always find a reason to pray. I mentioned the recovery we had to go through after the tornadoes. It wasn't just our immediate community that was affected, the entire community was affected. And not even just our larger community, but almost everybody in the northern half of the state. That meant that not only did we not have a house, but we didn't have electricity. And that was for like 3 weeks. Despite all of the mess and the chaos, I found a camping percolator. And so we were able to have fresh coffee every morning. Anyone that drinks coffee knows that's a praise moment in the storm. We also had a cold snap that literally happened the day of after the storm. Right after the storms went through, we had a cold snap. That meant that in May, in April, and into May, we had cool temperatures. And we could sit outside and not miss the air conditioning. And we could sit inside and not miss the air conditioning. So we praise God for the cool. No matter how bad it gets, there is always a reason to praise. Talk to God. Just a simple conversation that helps you build your relationship with God. Please avoid the Old English, unless that's your natural language. Skip the requests, unless you're taking the requests from God. And above all, don't say it over and over. Just say what you're going to say. Don't say it over and over. Get your message across in the simplest way possible. Don't say it over and over. See? It's annoying. Have a conversation. Say hi. Share what's going on. God wants to talk with you. God pursues a relationship with you. Ultimately, God created you specifically to be in relationship with Him. The only thing holding you back from that relationship is you. When you make the choice to be invested in conversation with God and you take the time to talk to God, then you make room for the relationship to grow. The more you sit down and just talk, the more comfortable you get just talking to God. You know, growing up, my dad was my dad, and just sitting down and having conversations wasn't really the norm. You know, I would tell him what was going on in my life, but it never dawned on me that I'm supposed to ask him about how his day's going. So the conversation was kind of lopsided, but that's how it was. He was my dad, and he was trying to encourage me. As I got older, that relationship began to shift because I began to invest more in conversing with him, not just talking at him. And the more I was willing to converse with my dad, the more comfortable we both became in conversing. Now he is as likely to call me when he hits a struggle point as I am to call him, because we have built this relationship, built this trust, and grown because of the conversations. Now, God's never going to call you and say, hey, look, I've got a problem, but he is going to want to talk to you and say, I see what you're doing. I see how things are going. Hey, look how this is going. Did you see that amazing sunrise? Because God wants to be in relationship with you. God wants to share with you. God wants to talk to you. You are the only thing holding you back. Make the choice to sit and talk a while. We are designed to be in relationship with God, and that means we need to be invested in talking to God and with God. Conversations build relationships. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we will finish up these tips for talking with God so that we can work out our place in His purpose. Growing Hope will be right back.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/book. books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod in CompTech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we have been sharing ways to have conversations with God. I am Catherine Lang, your Dream Igniter. Ready to step into your big dreams? Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to get started today.
The more you talk with someone, the more you learn and grow. But the key is to talk with and not talk at. It can be easy to spew words for the sake of saying words when you're talking with God. That's what you've seen. That's what you've grown up with. And besides which, I mean, how do you have a conversation with God? I mean, he's God. But the more comfortable you get talking with God and the stronger you grow in your relationship to God, the easier the conversation is going to flow. Just like our group of friends sitting around the table laughing and sharing, you can sit around with God laughing and sharing and crying sometimes. Okay, maybe not literally. He's probably not going to stop in to have a cup of tea. But it's a heart thing because conversations with God are heart to heart. So take a moment to have a talk with God. Keep the conversation simple. Say what you want to say in as few words as possible. Use God's words. Turn God's words back to him. Write a letter. Write something in response to what God has written to you. Give thanks in the small times. I mean, in the good times. The big things and the small things. Give praise in the tough times. Because there is always a reason to praise. Walk with God. Talk with God. Grow to God. Growing up, I lived just a few blocks from the lake. I know, it was a tough life, but someone had to do it. When things got rough, as they often did in high school, I would just go down to the lake and walk. I would walk along the edge of the lake. Nobody else, rarely was anybody else down there. There was no walking trails or anything like that. It was just trees, grass, weeds, and the lake. Because of the lapping water that would roll up against the bank, I could walk and talk out loud because of the noise. So as I walked, I would just have a conversation with God. Walking and talking with God would ease my mind and warm my heart. I always came home feeling a little closer to God and always a lot better about my life. When you make time to walk with God, you grow up your relationship to God. Make time to talk. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I am excited about walking through the book of place in Proverbs with you. It fuels my heart to watch you discover your place and purpose. You are designed for such a time as this. And the more time we invest in the process, the bolder we can be in pursuit of our unique design. You can learn more about the book and about the process for harnessing your why at harnessyourwhy.com. Let's talk, because talking is the key to growing up relationships, and it is all about relationships. Let's have a conversation. Connect, engage, and share over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group, or you can set up a 30-minute jumpstart call just to chat one-on-one. If you have not been listening to the Place and Purpose episodes, or if you want to put it on your calendar every day over at growinghoperadio.com, you can listen or watch. The more that you make the choice to engage in conversation, the more you grow up in relationship to that person. If you really and truly are serious about understanding why you are here in this place right now, why you are like you are, then you have to be invested in a personal relationship with the one who designed you. God planted a heart seed in you at the beginning of time. In order to grow that heart seed up into all that you're designed to be, you have to listen to what he tells you to do. And you do that through building this relationship in him, with him, and through him. And it starts with conversations.
take time to talk to God and also to connect with me. I am Catherine Lang, and I'm here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.